Gemara on the bottom of Daf Mem Ches on the base. Tanya. Rabbi Elezer Oima. Kol Shaloi Omar Eretz Chemdo Toivo Uruchova. The Birkas Haaretz. If you didn't say those four words, Eretz Chemdo Toivo Uruchova, which translates as the land of Chemdo, which is desired, the most desirable land. Tova, which is full of goodness, v'rechova, a wide expanse. If you didn't say those words, the Birkas Haaretz, number one, Umalchus Beis David b'boyne Yerushalayim. If you did not say, if you did not make mention of the Malchus of David HaMelech b'boyne Yerushalayim, loy yotza yedei chayvasa, you are not yotze. So clearly these are considered to be absolutely critical, indispensable parts of the bracha. For Birkas Haaretz, the critical part is Eretz Chemdo Toiva Urechova, and the critical part in Boin Yerushalayim is Malchus Beis David. Malchus Beis David. If you did not say those particular words, you didn't make any mention of them, then Lo Yotze the Nochum Hazokein Oimer, Tzorich Sheyizkoir Bris. You've also got to mention Tzorich Sheyizkoir Bo Bris. There has to be mention, this is very, very interesting, but very important. You have to also make mention of the Bris Mila, in the second Brocha. Why? So have a look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Umalchus beis David b'boyne Yerushalayim." Why is it critical to make mention of the Malchus of David HaMelech in the bracha of Yerushalayim? Sha'al yodoi, because it was through him that niskadsho Yerushalayim. Sorech sheyizkor bo bris. Why is it critical to make mention of the bris in the bracha of Birkas Haaretz, we're talking about Eretz Yisrael. Why is the Bris Mila irrelevant? Says Rashi, the Birkas Haaretz, Sha'al Yedei Bris, it is through the Bris Mila that Nitno LaAvraham, the Parashas Mila, Eretz Yisrael was actually given to Avraham Avinu at the time of the Bris Mila. Because what does it say there? The end of Parashas. Lech lecho v'nosato lecho ulezarecho acharecho es eretz megurecho. At the time of the Bris Mila, that's when the promise came through from the Ribbono Shel Olam to Avraham Avinu that I will give you and your descendants Eretz Yisrael, such that we are zoicha to Eretz Yisrael in the zechus of Bris Mila of Avraham Avinu. That's why it makes sense. And more than just makes sense, it's critical to make mention of the bris in Eretz Yisrael, in the Birkas Haaretz. Why so? Again, because Eretz Yisrael is our Eretz because of the bris meeting. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yosi Omer, says Rabbi Yosi, there's something else that has to be mentioned. Sorich sheyizkor bo toiro. You also have to make mention of Torah. What's Torah got to do with Eretz Yisrael? So look at Rashi. Tzorech sheyizkor bo Torah, she'af bizchus ha-Torah v'ha-mitzvos yorshu es ha-aretz. It's also in the zchus of Torah. Not only is it in the zchus of Bris Mila, as mentioned previously, but it's also in the zechus of Torah and mitzvahs that we were yoresh the oretz. Shenema, as it says, leman tichyun v'revisem ubasem v'irashtem es ha'oretz. Ben Moshe Rabbeinu, on the last days of his life, is reviewing the Torah and the mitzvahs, and he says it's because of that that you are zeicha to Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, essentially, the theme of this bracha is Eretz Yisrael. But because it's through the zechus of both Bris Mila and Torah that we are in fact Zoicha Teres Yisrael. That's why we must make mention of them both. Now, by the way, just as an aside, if you remember the sugya that we discussed last week, we referred back to a sugya in the Chof on the base, where it says as a discussion, are women mukhuyev in Birkas HaMozen? Why would they not be mukhuyev in Birkas HaMozen, at least min ha-Torah? Obviously, they are mukhuyev min Rabbono. But why might they not be mukhuyev min ha-Torah? So Rashi said there, because if the whole bracha is about Eretz Yisrael, at the end of the day, women do not have a nachala in Eretz Yisrael. They don't have an inheritance. What about the daughters of Tzalofchad? A discussion for a different day. But essentially, women do not have a portion of land in Eretz Yisrael, and that's the reason to therefore suggest, well, if that's the case, they can't be mechuyev in Birkas HaMozen midrabbanan, because at least one of the brachas, Birkas HaOretz, refers to something, namely Eretz Yisrael, that has no relevance to Noshim. Once you see our Gemara, you see that this goes a little bit further as well. Not only do women not have a chedek in Eretz Yisrael, but the other two factors that are mentioned in this bracha are also not connected to Noshim, both Torah and also Bris Milah. And in fact, those nekudos might in theory be dependent on each other. If the Gemara tells us, and Rashi explains, that it's the zechus of Limud Torah and it's the zechus of Bris Milah that you have Eretz Yisrael, well, then it follows on that Noshim that do not have Bris Milah and do not have Torah, that's why perhaps they don't have a Nachla in Eretz Yisrael. Either way, we see that the critical part of this bracha is Eretz Yisrael, but he also has to make mention of a Bris and also Torah. Says the Gemara on the bottom line, Pelimoy Omer. Klimoy says, I agree that you've got to make mention of both the Bris and also Torah, but the question is, which one first? So Ratzta says the Gemara, Sorich sheyakdim Bris l'Torah, which is what we do. The Nusach in our benching, if you look inside the bench or the Siddur, we say, after having said, Noyde l'cha, etc., etc., well, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Aretz, we then say, Va'al brischa shechosamta bivsoreinu, that's referring to the bris, and then Va'al teirascha shelimadatanu, and on the Torah that you have taught us. So first we make mention of the bris, and then the Torah. And this comes from the Gemara that we're learning now. It says the Gemara, Tzorech sheyakdim bris v'Torah. Now, why indeed? Why is bris considered, as it were, more choshev than the Torah itself? Says the Gemara, Shezu nitno b'sholoish brisois. Vezu nitno b'yud gimel brisois. Literally translated, because this one was given with three brisois, three covenants, and this one was given with 13. Now, what does that mean? So have a look at Rashi, because there is a difficult Rashi over here. Says Rashi, Tzorich sheyakdim bris l'Torah. Kagoin, what that means is, the Loshon that we say in our benching, Al brischa shechosamto b'vsareinu, says Rashi, Ve'al teiroscha she'limadetonu, Ve'al chayim mechem chesed shechayna antonu. That's mamash, basically the Nusach that we have. Now, what does that mean that Torah was given with three covenants and yet Bris Milah with 13? Says Rashi, Torah nitno b'sholosh brisos. Now, let's have a look at Rashi the way it is written, and then we'll have to work out exactly how we understand this, because there's a bit of a Balagan, how to understand this Rashi. Says Rashi, Bishloisha Mekoimois Nitno HaTorah LiYisrael. on three occasions was the Torah given to Klal Yisrael. Now, obviously, first and foremost is the Maimid of Matan Torah, which is in Parshas Yisrei. So what does that mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah on three occasions? Surely he only gave it to us once. He gave us the Torah on Sinai. So where are these other two occasions? So now, if you read Rashi the way we have it, Rashi says, "B'shloisha mekoymois nitna haTorah liYisrael b'Sinai ba'oyel moed ubahar grizim ubaarvois moyov." Now, according to my mathematics, that is four, not three. B'Sinai, ba'oyel moed, bahar grizim, uba'arvois moyov. That sounds like four times, not three. So what's going on? So firstly, let's just try and understand what are these referring to, and then we'd have to work out the numbers. Sinai is obviously Har Sinai, that's Matan Torah. Oyel moed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would relay the Torah and the mitzvahs to Moshe Rabbeinu in the Oyel Moed. Bahar Grizim, I think we know what Har Grizim is. This is the two mountains as described in Parshas Re'eh, and again in Parshas Kisavoy, where this was the Bris. This was the Bris, where you had six tribes on one side, six tribes on the other. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, this is basically the rule book. If you toe the line, there's going to be brachas, and if not, there's going to be klolis. This is a bris. A bris is always an agreement, a covenant. And finally, ba'arvois moyov. What does that mean in arvois moyov? On the plains of moyov, this is where Klal Yisrael, right at the end of the Torah, in Parshas Nitzavim, are just on the verge of entering Eretz Yisrael, and Moshe Rabbeinu assembles all of Klal Yisrael, and he says, "Atem Nitzavim Hayoim Kulchem," beginning of Parshas Nitzavim, everybody is here, the men, the women, Tapchem, Nesheichem, the water carriers, everybody is here. For what purpose? And it says there, La'ovricha Bivris, in order to pass, to forge a covenant. So here, once again, you see that there's a bris specifically with regards to Torah. So that's what's being referred to in Rashi. Sinai, Oyel Moed, Har Grizim, and Arvos Moed. Now the problem is, that's not three, that's four. So on how many occasions was there a bris forged with Klal Yisrael with regard to the Torah? The Gemara says three, Rashi lists four. So if you look, you would have noticed there's a small hay. In the opening words of Rashi, there's a small hay that sends us to the Hagois Habach. And in different editions of the Gemara, this is printed on different parts of the page. But I have it on the right-hand side in the margin, the Hagois Habach, and the last comment there is listed as hey. You have the Bach there? Small writing?
Yes. Yes, yes.
Who is the Bach? The Bach essentially wrote a Pirish. No, Rabbi Eliyahu David, it's not a well-known composer. It's not who we're referring to.
The great Bach. Different Bach.
Bastian, Lahavdil, Elef, Alfe, Havdolis. This is Rabbi Yoel Sirkis, who wrote a Pirish. His most famous sefer, was on the Torah. He has a Pirish on the Torah, and it's called Bayis Chodosh, a new house. Bayis Chodosh is the letters Beis Ches. Beis Ches, Bayis Chodosh, and that's why he's known as the Bach. That's his main sefer. Now, he also wrote brief notes on almost every Amud in Shas, very often to amend a letter here, a word there, which makes things more readable. But sometimes the Bach is slightly more ma'arich, and here's an example. So says the Bach, Dibur hamaschil Torah nitnu besinai. Nun beis. What does nun beis stand for?
Nira be'inai.
So It's interesting. When we write a letter, remember those days, people actually used to write letters? At the bottom of the page, you used to write NB. I think NB is Latin.
Nota bene.
Nota bene. No, Nachum, you're the Latin expert, you know. NB, nun base. I think here it says, it means when an Achron writes, nun B is like a note. Nechtav betzidi, which means it is written in my margin. Nun base. The following comment. Tanai pligi hosam. There is actually a machloikas over there. Where's there? This is a Gemara mentioned elsewhere, which the Bach actually sends you to right at the end of the comment. Look in Perek Elu Ne'emarim Daf Lamed Zayin. I think that is in Soita. So if you look in Soita, the Bach says, actually, you'll see that it's a Machloikas Tanoi. Tanoi Pligi Hosam. There is a Machloikas Tanoi. Lechad Tana, according to one Tana, Moitzi Har Grizen Bahar Evil. You've got to take out of the list Haragrizim and Harevel, that's not considered to be one of the brisos. Umachnes oil moed. An oil moed is Ule Idach Tana. According to another Tana, Har Sinai va oil moed Choda Hu. According to the second opinion there, Oil Moed and Har Sinai is all considered to be one. And therefore, you can quite happily put Har Grizim and Har Evel back into the list. Why? Because that does not get you to four, because Sinai and Oil Moed is one. Now, what does that mean it's one? Where was the Torah presented? Was it on Har Sinai or was it in the Oil Moed in the Mishkan? Says Rashi, it was both. The Klolois, the general rules, on the word klal, nemru besinai, uprotois, and the details of which, boyol moyed. So therefore, even though geographically that might be two different locations, but essentially that is all considered one. So if that's the case, when we come back now to our Rashi, we understand our Rashi very well. It's not four different things. Oyol moyed and Sinai is one. Har Grizim and Har Evel is two, and Arvos Moyov is number three. So there really are three brises. Now look back into the Rashi. Says Rashi, Torah nitna b'shalosh brises. In three places, the Torah was given to Klal Yisrael. Besinai, Ba'oil Moed, which we've now understood, in fact, is one. Ubahar Grizim, number two. Ubahar Bois Moyov, number three. Ubachol Echod, and in every single one of them, Nichrsa Bris. A bris was forged. Kedetanya b'mesechta Saita. He too quotes this Gemara in Saita that the Bach was referring to as well. And it says there, Oror b'chlal, v'oror b'frat. You'll see all the Lashonis there in the Gemara. V'chein b'oyel moyed, it says, Shenema eile divrei ha-bris. Asher tzibu Hashem es Moshe, lichroises b'nei Yisrael b'eretz moyov. Milvad habris asher koras itom b'chayrev, v'kse v'shomartem es divrei habris. So Rashi quotes all the psukim that back up this notion that on three times a bris was forged with Klal Yisrael. Obviously, this needs explanation. It's not our subject now. What was the nature of all three brises? What was wrong with just having one bris? When Klal Yisrael accepted the Torah at Har Sinai, surely that was it forever. That was the bris. That was the agreement that we become now the Am HaTorah, and with it the responsibility to keep Torah mitzvahs. What exactly was added at later stages? Okay, that is a question for another day. But either way, you do see that on three occasions, Klal Yisrael, in fact, were mekabel themselves to be the Am HaTorah by forging a bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So every time you learn Torah, you are in fact applying three brisos that were made by Klal Yisrael and the Rabbeinu Shalom. Now look at Rashi, the next Rashi at the top of the Amud. Says Rashi, Vizu Nitna Beyud Gimel Brisa. It says Rashi, top Rashi. The parashas Mila, if you look in the parasha of Mila, the end of parashas Lech Lecha, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu instructs Avraham Avinu to perform the bris, the parashas Mila, Shenitna L'Avraham Avinu, Heim Ksuvim, that is where they are written. If you look in a Chumash, not now, you can check up afterwards, you'll see in that parasha the word bris is mentioned three times. It's mentioned three times. 13 times. So every time you do a bris mila, you are actually applying 13 brises. And that's what the Gemara says. Therefore, if you've got to make mention of Torah and you have to make mention of the bris should be mentioned first, because the bris is the application of 13 brises and Torah is the application of three brises. Okay. Very important Gemara. We bench every day or most days of the week, certainly on Shabbos. We have to know what we're saying. Says the Gemara, right, top line. Rabbi Abba Omer. Sorich sheyoymar ba hoydo. There is another element in this bracha, and that is of thanksgiving to the Rabbi Shel Olam. Tchila v'soif. Both in the beginning and at the end of the bracha. Is this what we do? So have a look at Rashi. Says Rashi, second line, Tchila v'soif, we begin by saying, Noida Hashem Aleikeinu. And then we say, "Val kulam Hashem aleikenu anu moedim loch." Not quite the nusach that we have. The nusach we have in our benchings, we certainly begin with "Noida locha Hashem aleikenu anshin chalto." That certainly is a bracha of moedim. And at the end, we say, "Va'al hakoil Hashem aleikenu anachnu moedim loch." So we begin and end the bracha with an expression of hoidoya. Says the Gemara, v'hapoiches, and anybody who does less than twice, at least lo yifchois me'echod, at least should not do less than one. Lechatchila, you should thank the Rabbeinu Shel Olam twice, but at least one, definitely no less than one. Definitely no less than one. V'chol ha-poiches me'echod, and if you do even less than one, that means if you don't thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu even once in this bracha, harezeh maguna, then this is considered despicable. V'chol ha-choisem, and if anybody were to finish the bracha in this following bizarre way by saying, Manchil Arotzois, the Birkas Haoretz, if anybody would finish the bracha of Haoretz with the words, Manchil Arotzois, which means HaKadosh Baruch Hu bequeaths lands. Alternatively, if you finish the bracha of Boine Yerushalayim, Umayshia Es Yisrael, the Boine Yerushalayim, Hare, Ze boor. What's a boor?
Ignorant person.
Yeah. If you don't thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's even worse, and you're a despicable person. If you change the text of the end of the Birkas Haaretz or Bein Yerushalayim, then you're not an ish maguna, then you are a boor, which is also not such a great compliment. Says the Gemara in conclusion, however, the kol she'eino yoime bris v'toira b'birkas haaretz, but if you don't say bris v'toira, then it's not just you're despicable or you're considered ignorant, it's much worse than that. And what is that? You're actually not yates the bracha at all. The kol she'eino yoime bris v'toira b'birkas haaretz, Umalkus beis David b'boine Yerushalayim. Or if you don't make mention of the Malchus beis David in the bracha of b'boine Yerushalayim, loy yotza yedei chayvasai, then you are actually not yotza the bracha at all. You're actually not yotza the bracha at all. Now, says the Gemara in conclusion, Messiah lay l'Rabbi Ilah. This would seem to offer proof and be a source to Rabbi Ilah. Dom Rabbi Loi ba'am Rabbi Yaakov ba'acha mishum Rabbeinu. Rabbi Loi said in the name of Rabbeinu. Who's Rabbeinu? Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. And he said, Kol shelo yomar bris v'toira v'birkas haaretz u'malchus be'isobin ben Yerushalayim lo yotze v'ichemase. Fine, so it's word for word the same. So that which was said previously is a perfect source to what Rabbi Loya said. Everybody seems to be in agreement that making mention of Bris V'Torah is absolutely critical in the Birkas Ha'aretz, to the extent that if you don't make a mention of it, you're actually not Yetz of the Bracha. And in the Bracha of Boin Yerushalayim, you have to make mention of the Malchus based of it. Says the Gemara, there is now a discussion about Teva Meitiv. Pligi bo Rav Abba Yoisi ben Dustoi v'Rabbonon. We have a machlokes between Abba Yoisa ben Dustoi and Rabbonon. We don't know who said what, but they know, we do know that they were the two sides of this argument. Chadomar, one of them said, Hatoiv v'hameitiv sricha malchus. What does that mean, sricha malchus? Do you have to say the words, Elokeinu melech ha'olam? So one opinion says yes. V'chadomar, then no, ainu sricha malchus. So what's the discussion? Why yes and why not? Now, you'll remember that early on in the perek, we've made mention about it, that Hatoiva Hameitiv L'Choira is a bracha derabonon. It's a machlokes in the Gemara, whether the bracha of Hatoiva Hameitiv is derabonon or de'eraisa. L'halacha we paskin that Hatoiva Hameitiv is in fact derabonon. But it's a discussion. Some say that no, it's actually de'eraisa. Now you might remember, and I hope everybody does, and if not, we should do Chazora, that we had a whole discussion once upon a time, not so long ago, about a bracha hasmucha lechaverto. A bracha that is considered to be juxtapositioned to another. And when that happens, then you do not need to start the new bracha, Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech ha'olam, because basically it's considered to be a continuation of the previous bracha. So, what will be a classic example? When you begin benching, the first words of benching are Baruch. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech ha'olam hazonis ha'olam kula b'tuvi. How do you end that bracha? Baruch atah Hashem hazonis ha'kol. What happens in the next bracha? The next bracha, you do not begin with Baruch. You just launch into the text, which is Noida l'cha. So too, when you finish the bracha, you say Baruch Atah Hashem al Haaretz v'al Hamazon. And how do you begin the third bracha? Rachem no Hashem Elokeinu. You do not begin it with Baruch. And the answer is because they are both brachas number two and number three are brachas hasmuchos lechaveritom. If they are mentioned in close proximity to the previous bracha, it's considered a continuation of the previous bracha and does not, therefore, need to begin with Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam. So here comes the big question. That's true with brachas number two following on number one and number three following on number two. What about Atoy Vameitiv, which is bracha number four following on from number three? L'chayra, that is also a bracha hasmucha l'chaverto. That's also hasmucha l'chaverto. You've just said, Baruch Ato Hashem, Boinei Baracham of Yerushalayim. Amen. So why would you need to begin the next bracha once again with Baruch and Malchus? Why would that be necessary? So the answer is because we may not be allowed to consider it a bracha smucha lechaverto. Why not? Because if Ateva Meitiv is only a bracha derabonon, then it cannot possibly be considered as a continuation of the third bracha, because the first three brachas are deiraisa and the fourth is drabonon. Says the Gemara, that is precisely our discussion. Again, chad omar Ateva Meitiv tzricha malchus. You've got to say Malchus, which means Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam. V'chad omar, that no, eino tzricha Malchus. Big machloikis. Says the Gemara, the machloikis depends on what we just spoke about. Man da omar tzricha Malchus. The opinion that says that Tateva Meitiv does need Malchus. Kosova derabonon. He holds the bracha is only derabonon. And if it's drabonon, it cannot be considered as a hemshech, as a continuation of the previous bracha, which is deraisa. So it's a brand new start. And if it's a brand new start, you've got to begin with malchus. However, uman domar eino tzricha malchus. But the opinion that says that no, you do not need to begin with malchus, kosova deraisa, he clearly holds our teva meitiv is deraisa. And if Ateva Ameter is the Eraisa, then just like two follows on from one, just as three follows on from two, so for number four follows on for number three. So therefore, instead of beginning the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, which is, by the way, what we do, but according to one opinion, there's no necessity to do that. So how would you begin the bracha? You'd say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Boinei Barachamo of Yerushalayim, Amen. And the next words would be, okay, lovinu, malkeinu, adireinu, without the initial introduction of Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam. Now, if we, lahalocha, do say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, okay, lovinu, so we clearly have paskin that what? That this is not, right, this is Rabbonon. And this is, in fact, halacha l'maisa. We paskin halacha that Teva Mitri is the Rabbonon. Therefore, it's not considered to be a bracha smucha lechaverto. And if that's the case, you've got to begin it with Baruch. Have a look at Rashi, third wide line. It says Rashi, man do oma, tzricha malchus kosova derabonon hilchoch. If it's a drabonon, therefore, lav bracha smucha lechaverto. It's not a bracha smucha lechaverto. She'ena mebirkas ha'oretz. Some girsois changes, and they say it's supposed to say she'ena mebirkas hamozin. Change the word from ha'oretz to hamozin. It's not really considered part of birkas hamozin. However, man doma the ena tzricha malchus kasava deraisa umi birkas. Again, you've got to change it. Umi birkas hamozin he. Some say it is considered birkas hamozin. Don't forget that yesterday and last week we saw a Gemara that actually brought Psukim as a source for Ateva Meitiv, and we discussed that. Does that mean it's a proper drasha or not? Says Rashi, it might be. So according to some opinions, Ateva Meitiv is actually learned from a Pasuk, and therefore, Therefore, it would be considered a bracha asmucha lechaverta. Okay, we're going to hold it over here because there's a little bit of a tricky end to this Rashi, which Be'ezus Hashem we will see tomorrow, plus the top Tosfos, and then we'll continue Be'ezus Hashem to the Gemara.
Oh.
Just by the way, again, with regard to tonight, if Rabbi Leo Dov is not going to be there, Moshe Zelig is not going to be there, Avram Wenin is also not going to be there?
I don't know. He just can't host it because he has another shear and he joins late. So.
That's funny. If there's a few people not going to be there, maybe we should just put it off till next week.
Tomorrow night's not an option, right?
There's another chasna tomorrow night.
Who's is that? That's
Max Schumann.
Oh, wow. Very nice. Okay, so tomorrow is not a better option. The question will be what's on Wednesday. Wednesday, maybe. Okay, I'll see it. We'll send that email today, Alina.
I hate to go a whole week without Shia, though.
Yeah, okay, maybe Pasha's it will be today. It'll be recorded. Anybody who can't manage it in person can hear the report.
Okay.